Hello and welcome to the CTK podcast. My name is Paul and you are listening to me joined by some wonderful CTK students talking about our wonderful Athletics Day. Now, me being the PE teacher, of course, I love Athletics Day. It's a fun and exciting day where our kids get to experience a day out of school, playing with their friends, playing with kids in different year levels. But it's one thing to hear it from me. It's way more important to hear from the kids. So now we're going to hear from
Nina Coppolis,
Mario Wang,
and
Xavier Tracy.
So these are our representatives from 3-4. They're wonderful kids, just like all the kids at CTK. So firstly, who wants to tell me how was Athletics Day yesterday?
It was very fun and entertaining. I like the new activities added this year.
Fantastic. So walk us through the day. How does it feel when you're at school getting ready for Athletics Day? What are some of the feelings you're feeling in your body?
Tingling excitement.
I felt a bit nervous because it was a year and it was different, but it was also very exciting because of the new activities.
Nervous and exciting.
A big mix of emotions there, a bit of excitement, bit of nerves, but ultimately we all got through the day. It was a beautiful day. It didn't rain. It wasn't too hot. Perfect weather for it. So let's talk about some of those activities because you guys have mentioned, you know, some of the new activities were really exciting. What were your favorite activities on the day?
200 meter race.
And why did you like that, Xavier?
Because I like running with my friends.
Mario, what about you? What was your favorite activity yesterday?
I think I liked the three-legged race.
And why was it that you liked that one so much?
Because me and Ethan, we actually practiced a lot about it. Plus, it is a new activity.
And what about you, Nina? What was your favorite?
I also liked the three-legged race because it showed cooperativity and teamwork, and I really like doing those two things. It also was really fun.
I'm interested to know, because you've spoken about something that you loved doing yesterday, what was the hardest part of the day? You know, what was really challenging for you? Maybe it was something you didn't think you could do, but then in the end you were able to do it. What was the challenge for you, Mario?
I think the challenge was the sprint because I was really scared about it and nervous.
Nina, what about you?
I was a bit nervous for the distance run because it was a lot longer than 4 and the other years have done it.
It's totally understandable to be nervous and feel scared, but did you finish the race?
Yes.
And how did it feel once you were finished?
I was really happy.
Yeah, it does create a great sense of achievement and accomplishment when you can do something, particularly when you're scared of it. Like, it's one thing to be excited and go, oh yeah, I'm good at the three-legged race, so that's going to be fun. But it's actually very brave to try something that you're scared of, but then it's also great to realize at the end that you did it and you did an awesome job, so well done. I'm wondering, how are you guys feeling about athletics next year? What would be your goals for next year? What would you want to achieve next year?
I want to achieve trying to run a bit faster or trying to push myself a bit further than the year before.
Excellent. And all we can really do is be better than our old self, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mario?
I have to do a little better on the running race.
Cool. So what are some things you can do to be a little bit faster, a little bit speedier next year? What do you think you can do?
Maybe
Sit at home, eat chocolate and play video games?
No.
What do you reckon?
I reckon going out and train.
What about you, Xavier? What was a challenging thing for you on the day?
The three-legged race.
Yeah, and what was difficult about that?
Because we got to run with partners.
Well, it's really nice to talk to you three. Thanks so much for being here. It was so good to hear from the grade 3-4 students. Now let's hear from some of our amazing 1-2 students. What are your names?
Ian.
Tinu.
And
Mercy.
It's so nice to be joined by Ian, Tinu and Mercy. It's always wonderful to hear from the kids. So guys, I'm wondering, how did you feel about athletics yesterday?
Good.
Excited.
Happy.
Awesome, awesome. And you survived the day? No legs fell off, no arms fell off or anything like that?
Yes.
Yes.
So my first question is, what was your favorite part of Athletics Day yesterday?
The running relay.
What did you like about the running relay?
I was good at running.
Awesome. What about you, Tinu?
The 60 meter race.
Oh, you liked the sprint. Why did you like the sprint so much?
Because I could run faster.
Excellent. What about you, Mercy?
The 60-meter race.
Ah, so it sounds like you guys really enjoyed the running part of yesterday. Sometimes that can be the scariest part of the day for people, but it sounds like you guys were very excited. What I loved about what you guys just said, though, is that none of you spoke about winning or losing. You just said that you loved it because you love to run. You love to go fast. So that's really cool. Did any of you win a ribbon yesterday?
Yes.
I was in third place.
Oh, congratulations.
I was first and fourth.
Wow. Wow, I've got some of the speediest people in the school here on the podcast. That's fantastic. I'm wondering, in the lead up to athletics, what helped you get ready for it? Why were you able to go there yesterday and try your best?
Because my dad trained me when it was the weekends.
Awesome, and that helped you get a little bit faster?
Yeah, and it made me more braver.
What about you, Mercy?
Because I trained a lot with my dad and my mom.
Excellent, fantastic. Well, we obviously did our learning in PE class at school and got ready for it, but then it sounds like that bit of extra weekend training helped you guys get faster. So that's some great advice for our students next year. Now, thinking about athletics next year, what's something you want to do a little bit better at? What's something that you feel like you're maybe still trying to get good at?
The three-legged race, because you need to like make a balance with your partner.
Yeah, that can be a little bit tricky, can't it? What about you, Tin Yu? What do you want to get better at next year?
Like the three-legged race, because when yesterday I went to athletics, I was with partner with Tommy, and we both like were walking slowly because we don't want to fall over.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. You want to try and win the race, but you also don't want to fall over and land your face in the grass. So, yeah, can be a little bit challenging. What about you, Mercy?
60-meter race because I keep looking at people when they run or something.
Yeah, what should we do when we're running? Rather than looking at the people next to us, what should we be doing, Mercy?
Looking straight.
And if you look at someone else, it might make you change lanes.
That's right. Yeah, you stop focusing on what's ahead of you and trying to get to the finish line, and you might slip out of your lane. You might get distracted by others and lose some important seconds. Tin Yu?
And when you're not looking straight and you change your lane, you might also bump into someone.
Exactly right. Well, overall, it sounds like you guys had a wonderful day. I think that obviously I love Athletics Day because it's lots of fun. I'm the PE teacher, but it's so nice to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Now it's time to hear from some of our wonderful preps about Athletics Day. This was their very first Athletics Day. So we'll go around the group and you guys can each say,
Hi, my name is David and I like long jump.
Hi, my name is Tegan and I like running sports.
Hi, my name is Christina and I like doing the three-legged race.
So you guys have already told us your favorite activities. How did you feel going to Athletics Day?
A little nervous.
A little bit nervous. What were you nervous about?
Because it was my first time going until after that, me and Annabelle won.
Oh, congratulations. That must have felt good winning. How did you feel on the day, Tianan?
I feel nervous.
You were feeling a bit nervous on the day. So, you guys told me your favorite activities. I'd love to know why it was your favorite activity. So, David, you said you liked long jump. Why did you like long jump so much?
Because we can jump long.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, that's why it's called long jump, isn't it? So you can jump long. What about you, Tianan? You said that the running was your favorite one. Why did you like that so much?
But I'm the fastest runner.
Oh, so you felt like a speedy man.
Yeah, like supersonic.
Oh, supersonic man. Very cool.
Yeah.
And Christina, why did you like your favorite activity?
We won from the three-legged race.
Ah, so winning feels very good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes we have to lose.
That's right, Tianan. Sometimes we have to lose. That's all a part of playing games. So did you guys win everything you did on the day?
Not really.
No, but because you still...
I was second place and third place of running.
But you still had lots of fun, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling me about your favorite activities and how you were feeling on the day. How are you feeling about Athletics Day next year? Now that you've had one already, do you think you'll be still scared and nervous or do you think you'll be excited?
I'll be really excited. I'm excited.
How about you, David?
I'll be excited.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you guys wanted to tell me about Athletics Day? Maybe about the bus trip or some friends you made, or is that it?
The bus trip.
Yeah, you want to tell me about the bus trip? Yeah. So, Tianan, tell me about the bus trip.
I like the building, and one building is not about to build.
Ah, so you got to see some new buildings being built and different shops and things like that?
Yeah, and then it's halfway done.
Oh, right. Well, that'd be exciting when it's finished. What about you, Christina? Did you like being on the bus?
Yeah, it's comfy because when we was going back, I fell asleep in the bus.
Oh, wow.
I was too tired.
Yeah, you guys worked very hard. All right. It's been lovely to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for being on the CTK podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for the CTK podcast this week. It was so much fun doing the athletics with the kids, and it was so great to hear their experiences today. The biggest thing that our kids can get out of athletics is trying their best and having fun. And I'm sure you can tell from the voices today and the things that the kids have shared that that's absolutely what happened. If you enjoy the show, make sure you follow on your podcast platform of choice. But until next time, take care.